Mesdames, Messieurs.
Ladies and gentlemen, by considering the legal and structural approaches for more inclusive societies, it is vital to closely consider the consequences of the Treaty of Lausanne, 1923, and minorities affected. In spite of its historical meaning, this treaty very often has had harmful ramifications, marginalizing communities and compromising their fundamental rights, such as their cultural identity and their language rights. It is vital to acknowledge the adverse effects that have persisted as a result of this treaty, and it's important to enter into a dialogue to update this treaty. This dialogue would involve signatory countries, the UN, as well as representatives of peoples and minorities affected. It is essential to reconsider this treaty in light of international human rights standards so as to come up with solutions that respect rights to ensure the full participation of minorities within their social contexts. This dialogue process and that of a review is vital to attain a structural legal framework which would be more inclusive in nature, thereby guaranteeing the rights of all minorities. Serious commitment is required for cultural and ethnic diversity, as well as a desire to reshuffle policies, public policies that is, and institutional policies to value this diversity. We firmly call for a review of the Treaty of Lausanne and for an inclusive dialogue to update its provisions. We must promote legal and structural frameworks that are more equalitarian in nature for more